Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is Angel with Joe, and we have a special guest today. We have Tad Gregrich, and he is the Dean of Students at Rhema Bible Training Center.
Yes.
And thanks for joining us today.
Good to be with you guys.
Well, I'm going to jump in. When I had a normal life years ago as an engineer with a nice new home, that was never done. God got to deal with us about ministry, and we mailed off our application. We were thinking about where Rhema or Christ the Nation. I thought, well, Christ the Nation, they got a real school. Get a real piece of paper down there in 2 years. Plus, you can live on campus and they'll babysit your kids. So I applied. Every time I would apply down there, I'd kind of get sick at my stomach. It's like, something's not right. And I kept thinking, man, I guess it's Rhema. So I changed my mind. So, okay, we're going to go to Rhema. It's not a real school, but I'm going to go. And so I mailed off, and so my wife got pregnant, and I thought, well, we can't go. We have to wait a year. So I said, hey, can I take that correspondence thing? And they said, sure. So Rhema's correspondence showed up in the mail, and it was all of Christ the Nation's curriculum. I said, I got the wrong school. Mm-hmm. And so I called, Brother Hanging likes his stuff down there. We're starting with him. So I got what I needed anyhow. So, but it was, I tell people, my life changed when I went to Rhema, because I saw that there are two kinds of people in every Bible school. There's good people and there's stupid people. Mm-hmm. And the world, it comes to every place. You realize, man, I mean, there's people here that aren't saved or aren't walking with God. Man, I left everything to follow God. I can't afford to not follow God. And so we learned so much in those 2 years that affected our life forever. Because you realize something. This is a God thing. And from Genesis to Revelation, God's calling everybody. Not everybody says yes. Not everybody stays in line. Good people go stupid every day. And that was a great, great revelation. The biggest thing was we learned about faith. I don't care what class we took. You realize something. We needed it. Needed it bad.
Yeah, and Tad, for those who may never have never heard of Rhema, could you just real quick kind of tell us about the school itself?
Well, Rhema, you know, this year we're going to graduate our 45th graduating class. And it was a school that was started by Revelation. Brother Hagin said, by the Spirit of God, we're going to start a Bible school. Spoke it out. Didn't even remember he said it. Had to play the reel-to-reel tape back for him to hear it. Pastor and Mrs. Hagin, as they are now, known as that, they weren't then. They're just Brother Ken and Sister Lynette. They knew that's exactly why they were there. And so the school started in fall of 74. Yeah. And like I said, this is our 45th graduating class. And we have a two-year Bible school program. And we've over the years, we've added stuff because graduates would say, I wish I'd have learned that. Or a pastor would say, I wish you would have taught this graduate. I hired this while they were there. So we've got a lot of third-year specialty programs now, we call them. It's like declaring a major now want to. And a lot of our students, about a third of our student body is involved in right now in those 3 and 4 year programs.
Oh, that's huge.
They're coming. Good. And so many of, like we were talking earlier, we talked a little bit earlier about it. People used to just pick up everything, bring their family, and just now our student body, a majority of them are going to be below 24 years old.
Yeah. Really?
And we've got some of those, and we got some 70 year olds, and we got some families there, but not like it used to be.
No, it's changed.
Yeah,
it's changed.
It really has changed. The country's changed. The economy, the society's kind of changed. But and that was new back then. Boy, it was new. Back in the early days, that, you know, I was in the 10th graduating class. You were before me, so Brother Joe. So things have really changed. There weren't word churches. There weren't places you could hear the message of faith. You had to go to a seminar.
Yeah,
I mean, these guys filled up these big convention centers. Remember, you go. I know. People go wait in line 2-3 hours just to get in the door.
No.
Now,
there was a great move of God. And it was just men. Mm-hmm. And people from all over the world from different denominations, you were just hungry. It's like, what do you want? Man, I want more of God. I don't know. And some of our family members, I know we all had shared testimonies at Bible school, like, what'd your family think? They think I went off the deep end. I got involved in some crazy thing or a cult. What happened? I moved across the country to go to Bible school. Well, couldn't you go to one local? No, they don't have Bible schools like this one anywhere. Right. And I need to know this. I need to know about God, the Word of God. I need to know. It's kind of the pure thing. I said, listen, I found the real thing, and I'm going to chase it. So people would send us our parents about once a month. That's my mom would send me a gallon jar of peanut butter, and they thought we were on food stamps. They didn't know. I said, listen, we're fine. I went being an engineer to working 3 minimum wage jobs between my wife and I to just try to put milk on the table and keep the rent paid. But I was thrilled. People said, are you doing okay? I'm thrilled, man. I'm right in the middle of God's will. What are you going to do when you get out? I don't have a clue, but I know I'm supposed to go. And so you realize God just kind of ordered steps. And so I'm sure you're still dealing with that.
Yeah, same stories today that students have. We've got students never heard of Rhema. God spoke it to them supernaturally. They had to look it up online. Yeah. Rhema. Couldn't even spell it right, you know, first time. How do you spell that? But still have students hungry and going all over. And think about it. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Mm-mm.
You know, Tulsa, it started in Tulsa, but moved out to Broken Arrow. And I kind of kid with the students. I said, look, if you can come to Broken what and where in Oklahoma, you can go anywhere in the world after this.
Right. Yes, you can.
And that's what our graduates have done.
Yes.
You know, now we've got campuses, over 250 campuses, 51 nations of the world and expanding. And, you know, we're not done. We're looking at 1,000 campuses, you know, hundreds of nations and hundreds of thousands of students. Right now, I know, I just got the report the other day that we enrolled right now around the world. We have over 17,000 students.
Good.
Wow.
So that's been a big thing that's happened in this last few years. And it's really exciting to see that taking place.
What do you see? When somebody asks you, what's the greatest thing you see happening with Rhema? What makes it so different? What's the one thing that stands out? Because, you know, all my kids went to college and whatever. It's like, why'd you go here? So, well, you know, we think God's in that. Because I had three of my kids went to ORU, three went to Lee University, a Pentecostal, and one went to a design school. And so why'd you go? Well, we prayed about every one of them. We think where they're going, they need this. Where they're going to go, they need this. And so people say, why'd you go there? I need to know God, and I don't know God that well. I've been in church my whole life, carried a Bible my whole life, never read my Bible. But all of a sudden, you know, man, when the thing hit, I thought, man, I got hungry. And so we were having a Bible study every Friday night at our house. What do you do? I'm chasing God. And I heard of a school where they're chasing God. I want to chase what they're chasing. So, you know, like kind draws like kind. So what's the number one standing out thing? If somebody says, what's Rhema about? Could you put that in a couple of sentences? Well, this is what we're about.
Well, I think first of all, it's fulfillment of what God told Brother Hagin to go teach my people faith.
Yeah.
In every class, our instructors are aware of it. We keep it in our thinking. We're imparting faith principles, and that God's word is true, and you can act on it, and you can receive it. And I think the faith that people come there and they get that faith. And then another area is the authority of the believer. I really think that's an important thing, because really to understand faith, you have to understand authority.
Yes.
And that's been a big thing. And I think – and then, of course, the love walk that Brother Hagin exemplified over the years is we're still trying to, you know, help all of us with that. But I think I like to tell people that, you know, come to Rhema. We're going to pump you full of rocket fuel, high-octane fuel.
Yeah, buddy.
And then when you graduate, just light yourself. You'll go somewhere, you know, do what God's called you to do. But I think that the area of the message of faith still,
yes,
and the authority the believer has and who you are in Christ, you know, all that weaves together. But it all comes together. And it's been the same message. I mean, the same class. What people sometimes may not understand is that Kenneth W. Hagin, who always used to be called Kenneth Hagin Jr., even though he wasn't junior per se, he's always been the director of the school.
Yes.
From the very beginning.
Yes.
So the same people in charge are still in charge of the school there. They're still there, and will be till they decide to, you know, either go home to be with the Lord or Jesus comes back, whatever the case might be. But so the curriculum has stayed pretty along that line. Look, we got to get this
and
message.
And that's very rare.
Yes, it is.
So rare.
Yeah, and we've added things, but we haven't taken away.
No.
And I think that's been something that has been, you know, helpful. But I think the school's still doing that. The main thing is teach that message of faith.
Yes.
And one of our international schools in Brazil, well, I say schools, they have 135 campuses.
Good.
10,000 students in Brazil.
Wow.
But they are getting that message. That's what they said. That's our, you know, where some might say, well, we're here, we want to produce ministers, which that's what we want to do, is produce ministers. But also, the majority of our graduates aren't in the pulpit ministry.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good church members, they're good businessmen.
Yep.
In fact, there's a fellow that's graduated with me in 84 that's on the – he was on the board of the Chamber of Commerce in Broken Arrow.
Yeah.
He says, I tell everybody, go to that school for 2 years. The principles I learned there have made me a success in business.
Come on. That's
just
true.
He said, I just apply the word of God to everything I'm doing. And then, you know, he was a member of the Chamber of Commerce there, one on the board of it there in Broken Arrow for years. And I still see him come around different meetings, and he's still successful in business. He said, I don't preach. I'm not a preacher. I'm part of a good church, and I'm doing that, but a business is what God called me to do, and so that's what I'm doing, and I'm using the principles of the Word of God and faith that I learned there.
And so, and I think one of the biggest things as far as that goes is, like, it's like you're taking your tithing part of your life and saying, hey, God, I'm going to immerse myself for these 2 years. Yeah. And like you said, there's a good portion of them that won't ever go into full-time ministry, but what they will is they'll always have a heart for the ministry. Yes. And that means that they'll either support missions, they'll get involved in their local church, which is equally as important as standing in the pulpit.
Yes.
And you can't have one without the other. So I would say, even if you don't feel called a fivefold ministry gift, but you have a heart after God and you want to know more about Him, tithe 2 years of your life. But besides that, I mean, I went to an Assembly of God college, but the thing that I took away from there, because it was more of a traditional college. It wasn't as like this is you're going in to learn the word.
Yes.
But the thing that I still took away from there that to this day is the relationships that were built.
Oh yeah.
And that you're part of a network and a family that grows. Like even today, you two walked in and you never met, but you knew almost all the same people.
Yeah.
And it's just that kind of thing too. So I would encourage people that you say, hey, you know what? I just am hungry to know God more. I'm not sure that I'm called to the fivefold ministry gift or not. That this would be a consideration for you because you cannot go wrong 2 years steeped in the Word. I mean, reading the books that this curriculum offers changed my life.
I'm telling you, man, it was incredible.
And I can remember every time that Kenneth Hagin would preach on faith, if I'd heard him and I heard the same message 10 times, every time I'd well up in my heart and you'd get something different out of it. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful
opportunity. The first time I heard about Kenneth Hagin, I thought he had died. I thought, because I went to my little Grapevine Baptist bookstore in Hicks, Tennessee, and there's this metal, you know, stand with all these books, these 32-page books, and, man, same guy wrote all these books? Said, yeah. So I bought all of them. I bought like 30 of them. There's 30 of those books, all those 30-page books.
Yeah.
I read them all, and somebody said, well, you know, he's still alive. I said, who? Hagin. You mean maybe his son? No, the dad's still alive. You got to be kidding. I thought he was like 100 years old. You know, no. And so I prayed a year before I went, Father, please don't let him die before I get there. Please don't let him die because I want to know what he knows. Because you realize something. You know, we started reading the Bible and studying it. And people like Luke, you know, Luke wasn't one of the 12 apostles. Yet he writes more of the New Testament than anybody. He wrote the book of Luke and Acts. Like, he was a doctor. He's a businessman.
Yeah.
And so who wrote most of the New Testament? A businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize when we came out of there, so many testimonies. That one guy, the multimillionaire here in Tulsa, is like, what'd you do? I went to Bible school in Raymond for 2 years. It helped me be a very successful businessman. I learned to use my faith. I learned how to treat people right.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with people. You do the right thing because it's right to do what's right. It made me a successful businessman. So it's whether you're going to the ministry or not, it'll change your life. You need to go because this is the concrete bottom of all lives, man. You need faith. Without faith, you don't please God. Without faith, you don't whip the devil. And we're in the middle like an Oreo cookie. We do need that faith teaching. So it's incredible. Just incredible.
Let me ask you, since you're the dean of students there, you know, so many times we hear all the negative about, and you say that it has changed. Instead of being more married couples and adults, it's more of a younger generation that's coming, which is very exciting to me.
Yes, it is.
But we hear all the negative news about the millennials and this generation and yada, yada. So tell us what you're seeing is coming out of there today.
Well, I've been trying to tell people that, first of all, we've got to quit talking about the millennials. Because I think the millennials are the ones that are going to do more than we ever thought about doing.
Thank you.
I agree.
Because once they, of course, I've got my youngest is in that group. Once they understand why, they're passionate.
Very.
And they will, they're not afraid to go and stick their nose. I've watched, you know, my son and my nephew go out on the streets in a rough town in the western part of Kenya, out in the bush, and the sugarcane factories, and just a rough town. I mean, this is a town that didn't have hardly any development, and just walk up to anybody hey, is there anything we can pray for you about? And they've seen deaf ears open. They've seen blind eyes open. They've seen crippled people walk.
Yes.
They've seen malaria victims get up. We had an AIDS patient that they prayed for, and a week later, we were headed back to the airport. We get a phone call. This guy, he was given up to die. Within 5 days, he'll be dead. A week later, we get a phone call. They're asking, where are those people that prayed for this guy? He's running all over town looking for him. He's completely healed and well.
Good.
And, you know, and they're, but these millennials. That's mm-hmm. what they're like. And they're not, they'll do it at Walmart. I get letters all the time at school from people said, I was at Walmart one day and I was in pain and a person came up to me and just asked if they could pray for me. And they prayed for me. Then they told me they were a Rhema student.
Yep.
You know, they just wanted to help them.
Just wanted to help.
Just wanted to be a help. And so mm-hmm. I have a lot of expectation in this group, in this generation, because they are, you know, if everything that everybody's said and prophesied is going to come, they may be the generation that sees the return of the Lord. And if it is, I think that we're in good hands, because when they hook into something, they're passionate about it.
They are.
It.
And they want the truth.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Don't just tell me I have to. Why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Why are we doing it? And that has changed a little bit in our team. We're telling more of the whys, you know, not just, but here's why. The other thing about them, I find out they're more inclusive than maybe we've been.
Ooh. Oh, I agree.
As far as, you know, in certain things, and they want everybody to work together. They want everybody to marry what church, you know, that type of thing. We're a bit more this way, but I'm excited about this generation. And the other thing too is that we've seen a change. You know, we used to have people, and I did it this way. I went to college, then mm-hmm. I came to Rhema.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't know that I'd send my child to college first with what they're trying to talk them out of their faith and trying to do
2 years in Rhema first.
Yeah.
Then you're ready.
Come to Rhema. Go at least 2 years. Some of them are staying a little bit longer because they're looking, at least the ones think they're going full time ministry, but that 2 years is a good. Plus, the other thing now that Rhema has is we've got, in fact, I just had lunch with the provost of Oklahoma Wesleyan. We have college and universities accept Rhema classes into credit into their college and universities. And so you can go, and you can actually go concurrent. You can be a Rhema student and a student with them at the same time through their online programs and different things.
Oh, man,
we've got agreements with several colleges here in Oklahoma, several colleges around. They're Christian colleges, obviously, that have good programs. And we're expanding that all the time. We're always looking for people. And what's great about it, we say, look, here's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're not looking to be accredited with the state accrediting agency because they're going to tell you who can do what. Brother Hagin himself couldn't have taught at the school
because
he didn't have the right degrees. Well, that would have been the silliest thing in the world. So we're not changing that. But we say, here's what we are, but they've seen our graduates.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They've seen people like you, Brother Joe. They've seen you go out and what you've done and what you're doing, and so they're saying, look, these people have got evidently something that's here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fruit on that tree is good.
Yeah,
the fruit on that tree is good.
That's what they're looking at. And they one school's even said, look, they're a Christian school, and they're coming at their accrediting committee saying, look, we are experts in training ministers, and if we say this school is training ministers, they're training ministers,
mm-hmm.
and so that's how they're going. And they're saying, and they're going to there, and they're getting it all accepted that way because, you know,
it's the real thing.
It's the fruit of it. And like I said, 45 years, but these young students, you know, they love to worship, you know, and they love that. But they really, I find this out. A lot of them just came right out of youth group, you know,
mm-hmm.
and youth group you talk about issues.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about a whole lot of Bible.
Right. You know,
I kind of joke, you know, you talk about Jonah and the whale, and they're looking, was that, did he turn into a donkey?
Yeah,
they don't know if it's Jonah or Pinocchio, you know?
One
day I was teaching in class, and I can't remember what Old Testament book it was. I said, turn over there, and I was like, what is that sound? Well, in the Old Testament survey class, the teacher had taught them the books of the Bible song.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are out there in class singing that song out a little bit out loud just to themselves. But they're trying to figure out where that is in the Bible.
That's
you
funny.
Know. So, but that's all good.
The
song. I think this generation's very honest.
I think they're very honest, and I agree with you with what you said when they're inclusive. I think it's an exciting generation as well. Because I think when they hear the truth, then they run with it completely.
Yeah.
Now, I also agree with you. You know, I sent both of my kids went to a Christian college,
mm-hmm.
and it harmed them somewhat. We're having to overcome some of the teaching mm-hmm. that was there. If I was going to say, let's do that again, I probably would say, you know, this is a better option for mm-hmm. you. If we need to get you steeped in the Word, this is the place
Can't
to go.
Can't build a house with no foundation. You got to get the foundation laid there first.
Yeah. Right.
Now, there was somebody came my first year at Raymond, 79. I was there and had a great teacher, came from California. And he had something he said there toward the end of one of those week-long meetings. He said, there'll come a day when the fathers of the faith will begin to go home. He said, the Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagins, Lester Sumrall, you're going to see them go home. He said, that's not the end. He said, that will be the beginning of the end. So God has a whole group of people whose names you've never heard of. They've never written a book. They're the ones going to lead the Last Great Day Revival. They are the offshoots of this people. These people doing these schools, starting like Brother Hagin did, like it's the offshoots of them.
Yeah.
It's going to be their sons and daughters going to launch something that will change the world. And I think we're seeing that right now. We're in the last day. It's the greatest time of human history to be alive. People used to say, are you afraid? No, this is the greatest day of history to be alive. Yeah. God's being poured out. His spirit's being put on all flesh. Sons and daughters doing stuff. I think it's an incredible time to have a family, to be married, have a business, start a business. There's never been a better time than right now. But if you don't know the Word, you don't know that. You believe the news you hear instead of the Word. So the Rhema would put concrete under everybody's soul like, what do you know? Well, I know what the Word says. That's not true. I know what the Word says, and that's true. You know, we're in the greatest day of human history. The fathers of the faith, if you go home, we get home to heaven, if you talk to Moses and Noah and Joshua, I'm sure they're going to ask you, hey, what was it like in the last days when God's Spirit was poured out? Whoa, what was it like? It would be a shame to get to heaven. Man, it was hard. It was hard, man. My dad left me. My mama didn't love me. My coach flung me. He wouldn't play me. It was hard. There's not going to be sad songs in heaven. It's going to be the greatest time of human history, man. So we want to go home with a real good word and a good testimony. We get to believe God and overcome the devil and help. We feed the hungry. We give water to the thirsty. We help the homeless. We help those that are sick getting healthy again. We visit people in prison. We are the light and salt of this planet in the last days. It's the greatest time of history to be alive. Rhema will put that concrete on you so you can go out and with your business or you're going to be a minister. You're gonna lay some wood on the ground, but it's going to be really good.
And Tad, if you know, I mean, I'm sure there's people that are listening to us today that, and I want you to give your contact as well if somebody wants to get involved. But if they're listening today and they're thinking, man, I would really, really like to do that, but I'm taking that step of faith, you know. I mean, what would you say to, because I know that there are people that are saying, golly, I wish I had that opportunity. Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm too steeped into this job. Maybe I have too much responsibility, you know, or whatever. Tell me what you would say to those people.
Well, I'd say, you know, that it is going to take a step of faith. Even if you're 18 years old, it's going to take a step of faith to come, no matter where you go. But we have, I mean, every year we have people that have left everything and they've come and God is meeting them just like he met others. You might have to work, you know, three minimum paying jobs to get it done
for a while.
But we have them do it. We have, they get through it. And the thing that it does for people, when you take that step, of course, God, anytime you step out in faith, if it's God telling you to do it, you step out in faith, God's gonna already have provided what you need. You might have to do something you may not want to do as far as what, but it's God's plan for you. And there's gonna be something put in you, like you say, that's gonna fill the cracks in your life.
Come on.
And it's gonna make you strong, and you just can't ever go wrong trusting God. Who was it? Was Brother Schombach, you say you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God.
Yeah. Well, I remember that.
Yeah, it seems like it's the same. These students come all the time. No matter, like I said, no matter how the age of them are, we still have. I mean, we've got single 65-year-olds.
Wow.
There,
cool.
We got 70-year-olds there. We had a lady a few years ago that she came in her early 80s. And it was the best time of her life. She stayed and went 7 years of school. She kept telling her family, kept saying, no, Mom, just stay. You love it there. Just stay. They take good care of you. She lived across. In fact, every day she walked from Raymond down to the McDonald's on the corner. Every day. She lived in studios. She'd walk down there every day. Well, she got 1 year. She caught a cold or something. And she didn't come to school. And we were checking on her. We knew where she was. Well, the McDonald's called us. Her name was Birdie. Where's Miss Birdie? We're missing Miss Birdie. She's okay, isn't she? Oh, yeah, she's okay. In fact, she's back in school today. So when they found that out, she walked down there that day. They had balloons. They threw her a party for Miss Birdie.
So we
have people that, you know, and she came, and she was a great blessing around there and blessing to her family. But like I said, people are coming. They're still doing it. They're still coming because it's that faith that gets you to Rhema. will get you anywhere.
Yes, mm-hmm. it will.
And the faith you use to get you through, Rhema, will get you through anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And and you're going to get, like you said, you're going to get the Word of God. You're going to get that foundation. And I think for the young person, it's the great foundation then to launch out in career, whatever it is. Plus, mm-hmm. we still there's a lot of gospel still yet to be preached.
Yes, there is.
We need good preachers. Mm-hmm. We need them that are young and got a lot of energy and aren't encumbered by this or that. We need them, and so we're not done yet.
No,
we're not done yet.
No,
I'd say to them, look, if that's what the Lord's telling you to do. We tell people, you got two questions. Is Rhema for me? When do I come?
Oh, that's
good. If you establish the fact, okay, Rhema's for me, then the only thing else is, when do I come? All right, do I come now? And we've changed things a little bit now that you can actually come in fall, like always, in September. But we also have an intake of students in January. And every January, we'll have about 50 or so students come, and it gets more and more all the time. And they just run through the program where they are and finish where they are. And that gives that, because people are looking for that, and so our two-year curriculum stays the same. It stays, so you just get in where you are, and then it'll go through. It stays the same throughout the years. And
then you have healing school.
Healing school.
Say a little bit about that.
Yeah. At Rhema, they have, Brother Hagin started this years ago, prayer and healing. And he started prayer, healing, and counseling, but that wasn't the Lord. He took that off of it, after just a short time. But every morning, Monday through Friday, for people who are in need of healing, they can come and be taught on the subject of healing. In fact, my nephew Joshua here, he's one of the healing technicians. In fact, he's over a whole team. And they take them through 5 days during the week of on how God loves them, who they are in Christ, that type of stuff, and healing and that, and then how to receive your healing in faith, and take them through that. But then in the afternoon, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have a prayer school session from 1 to about 2:15, and that's where we get together, teach on prayer and pray, Spirit of God moves. And then after that, there's an afternoon healing session.
That's excellent.
People stay for, and have people, and then they always will lay hands on people during that, at least on Thursday, almost all the time, and I know Friday mornings they do too. But we get testimonies after testimonies of people that come in there and receive healing. And a lot of students are able, they can work their work schedules out, that they're a part of it. The music that's there, the ushers that are there, the helpers and the different ones, and then they just attend too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way to get immersed in, you can get involved in ministry, but you can also come and just partake of it.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great extra thing that's there available. And a lot of folks that have been able to do that have gone out and had, very successful ministries. It's just kind of that added kick to it, it seems
like. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So if somebody was interested in going to Rhema or wanted more information, how could they get in touch with you?
Well, a couple different ways. We have our website. It's rbtc.org, O-R-G. They can go to that, and that'll get you launched out. Into all the information there. One of the things we have, we just had it, but anytime, if anybody would want to visit anytime, just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We do have college weekends in the fall, and we have college weekends in the spring.
Excellent.
So people can come. They come in on a Friday, attend class, and then we do stuff all day Friday for them, all day Saturday, and they go to church on Sunday morning, and then they head home where we talk about the school. And we just had had a little bit over 100 here this last weekend, in fact, came in for that.
Man.
But so that's available. And then two times a year, well, we have a men's and women's conference, but two times a year we have special meetings, camp meeting, mm-hmm. and Winter Bible Seminar. And those are good times to kind of check things out too.
Mm-hmm.
Last week of July and third week of February are those meetings. And those have been going on. Brother Hagin started those.
Yeah,
and they're still going on. But the website, rbtc.org, is probably the fastest way.
Yeah.
But you can call, our number is 918-258-1588, and if you just wait for them, they'll just say, I need to talk to somebody about coming to school, and they'll get you to the right people. So, we got people that are there constantly in that. So
will change your life.
Yeah, it will. It literally will. No matter what God's called you to do.
I know
Brother Hagin, I heard him say it over and over. It wouldn't hurt. God will not get mad at anybody for taking 2 years out of their life to study the Bible.
No, he won't.
I know.
Can't go wrong with that.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. I think Rhema is an awesome. We never hear anything but wonderful things about it here in Tulsa, Broken Arrow area, but also when we travel around the country as well.
All over the country.
So if you're looking for a great place to plug in and you're hungry to know more about God, this is a wonderful place,
it is the place
that we would recommend. And it was certainly life-changing for Joe and Tad.
Amen.
And it was for me, but I didn't get to go to the school. But I read all the books. But it did change my life.
Yes.
So if you can attend, that's another good way. Get some of their material. So thanks for joining us today.
It's been an honor. Thank you for what you're doing, who you are, brother. Stay out front.
We'll see you guys next time.
God bless. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.